Tuesday, December 9th, 2008. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Amy Witherden. Making headlines. Suspended National Director of Public Prosecutions Vusi Pikoli was relieved of his duties yesterday, despite the verdict of an official inquiry. The Jinwala report showed that the government had failed to prove Pikoli unfit for office. President Kgalema Motlanthe, however, stated that he had made the call with a clear conscience and it was not a political decision. He said that it would be illogical to keep Pikoli on as head of prosecutions. Pikoli's professional competence was not in question, but an appreciation for and sensitivity to matters of national security had been lacking. Frene Jindwale said, however, that the question of national security was not among the reasons put forward by the government before the inquiry. She added that if it had been presented as a reason for Pikoli's suspension, she would not have hesitated to find the reason legitimate. President Motlanthe said his decision would be communicated to Parliament within 30 days and that it was up to Parliament to either confirm or reject it. He added that if any legal challenges to the decision were to arise, they would have to be put forward after Parliament had made its decision. Meanwhile, Tlali Tlali, spokesman for the National Prosecution Authority, said the NPA still considers Pikoli its suspended head of prosecutions, at least until Parliament makes its decision. In world news, ministers are not yet ready to meet to seek a breakthrough in the World Trade Organization's Doha round of trade talks. This is owing to inflexibility on the part of big trading powers. WTO Director General Pascal Lamy is seeking to narrow the gaps between major players and weighing the risks of calling a meeting this month. Brazil's WTO ambassador, Roberto Azevedo, said that Lamy has received negative signals from certain members as he agreed with 30 ambassadors to continue negotiations for a while before deciding whether to call in ministers. The three issues that have emerged as the most sensitive all involve core US interests. This suggests that the United States is the most skeptical about the prospects of a deal. Recently, leaders of the Group of 20 rich and emerging nations agreed to strive for an outline deal in the Doha round by the end of this year. This was aimed at countering the financial crisis by boosting trade and warding off protectionism. However, big differences remain on sensitive issues. Lamy said he is ready to call a meeting for between December 17th and December 19th if consultations over the next week or so indicate that a deal is likely to happen. Moving to Zimbabwe, the European Union has joined calls from prominent world powers for President Robert Mugabe to step down. EU foreign ministers have added 11 more names to a list of 160 Zimbabweans under travel bans. This move is meant to increase the pressure on Zimbabwe's government. EU Foreign Policy Chief Javier Solana said the moment has arrived to put pressure on Mugabe to step down. Echoing similar calls from the United States and Britain, French President Nicolas Sarkozy said Mugabe must go, as Zimbabwe has suffered enough. Zimbabwean Information Minister Sikanyiso Inglovu said, however, that Mugabe was constitutionally elected and no foreign leader, regardless of how powerful they are, has the right to call on him to step down. The United States said it would continue to push for the international community to act on Zimbabwe, but the country's neighbors hold the most influence. Also making headlines, the Democratic Alliance suggests a cover-up in the Pikoli decision. Ambitions for a 2009 UN climate pact fade in Poznan. Glaxo's experimental malaria vaccine is the most promising to date. And ANC President Jacob Zuma visits Namibia to cement party ties with SWAPO. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, visit polity.org.za.
For free access to legislation, speeches and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Creamer Media's news and information website. polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.